Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Here on a football Friday, we have What You Drinking, What You Thinking coming up in an hour and 20 minutes. Your chance to sound off. And we look forward to those phone calls. But right now, we continue our weekly series with Nick Harris of the Star-Telegram, Cowboys beat writer for the Star-Telegram. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing well, guys. Doing well, fellas. Trying to battle this storm, but hope y'all are staying dry.
Yeah, it's fairly tamed downtown Dallas right now. Whereabouts are you?
Coming back from downtown Fort Worth. Well, I don't have to go into the office too many times, but had to today, and trekking through a hurricane now to get back.
Well, best of luck to you, brother. My first question, what's the biggest injury mystery right now for you and this team?
I would say Deron Bland, certainly. There's a couple of contenders for sure, but his recovery has come about. It's certainly a mystery, and I think it's a mystery that is still ongoing, even for people inside of the building. I mean, you look at it, and they activated his practice window ahead of that Lions game. They were able to get him back onto the practice field with the expectation that maybe he would play against the Lions. Then he started to feel some soreness in that foot after that Thursday practice leading up into that Detroit game. They decided to be cautious with it, let it sit over the bye week with a little bit of rest. But when they came back after the bye week, it was still in a similar spot. So definitely activated that window a bit too early. I think anybody would tell you that. I mean, look at it right now. He's using a roster spot that is currently not being used on the field. So I think as week to week goes on, I think you'll start to see maybe a little bit more progress from Deron Bland, but it is certainly something to note when we come up a week after he's been activated on the active roster and he's still not played.
So how's that work from here? Could you put him back on and then reopen it? You can only do that once in a year, so he's either on the team or off it for the rest of the season?
You could put him on IR and get the spot. Yeah,
so they would put it back on IR. He would have to miss four more weeks, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And then how about with Dak Prescott? As Steven told us earlier, last hour, it just seems like it's eventually going to happen and we're heading in that direction. When do you think that happens?
Yeah, I think it happens here pretty soon. It's everything that I'm hearing, right about the time you guys were getting that from Steven, I was also hearing on my end that going towards injured reserve is more than likely happening, and that this recovery is trending more towards 6 weeks rather than 4 weeks. So if that's the understanding, then go ahead and put him on that list. Let him use that roster spot for at least the next 4 weeks. But it sounds like this is something that's going to trend further into December.
We did also ask about Tyler Guyton. I'm not sure if you have any more information there, but also with Zach Martin, do you think some of the trend backwards in play for him this year is more injury related than it is father time, or could maybe it's just a combination of the two there, Nick?
Are you asking more so their play so far this season being injury related?
Yeah, well, Zach Martin specifically, but then just Tyler Guyton in general, how he's doing leading up to Sunday.
I think with Zach Martin, and I mean this with the most respect, that's a future Hall of Famer, but I think it's father time more than anything. I mean, he was talking about it before the season. You know, you kind of hear his body has kind of limited him in some instances in the last couple of years. He was really banged up last year in comparison to how he has been throughout the throughout his career. I think coming into this year, it's been something different every other week or so. Right now, battling a shoulder, but it sounds like he's going to be good to go for Sunday. And the same thing with Tyler Guyton. He's dealing with a shoulder and a neck issue. The neck issue is something that he suffered against the Falcons last Sunday, and you could see him whenever they were walking into the locker room after the game. He was kind of rolling his neck around, and then also that shoulder is up there as well as far as something that has been bothering him. Mike McCarthy said today on a conference call with the media that he's really trying to fight through it and play on Sunday, but they are preparing Awesome Richards and some other instances if he cannot go.
Nick, the situation with Micah Parsons, likely going to have him back this week is, we always talk about pitch counts and all those things because of him coming back. Do you expect him to play full in this game?
I do. I think if Micah Parsons is back on the field, he'd be at 100%. I think if you were looking at a potential pitch count situation, that would have been something that they maybe could have done before Atlanta if he wanted to play, or if they wanted, if the two sides decided that he was going to play against Atlanta, then I think a pitch count probably would have been more of a realistic option. But I think both sides agree that if Micah Parsons is on the field, he's going to go 100%. I think that might be a little bit of the reason why it took this long to get him back on the field, too. It's just a sense that, hey, whenever he's out there, we don't want 11 to be limited. We want him to be at full go, and especially a game like this going up against the Eagles, missing their left tackle, Jordan Mailata, who's also on IR. This is an opportunity for Micah to really get after the passer and make life difficult for that Eagles offense.
Yeah, Nick, you and I on the show this morning on the break, you were talking about you really do like this matchup with you think he could take advantage of Jackson here.
Yeah, I do. I think if Micah Parsons does come back at full health and we see that explosion coming off of that ankle, I think it could benefit this Cowboys pass rush. And the pass rush, everything kind of trickles down from there if you're able to find some success there.
It's Nick Harris of the Star-Telegram here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Nick, do the Cowboys have a pretty decent running game here with Nico getting the touches? Rico?
I wouldn't say pretty decent. I'm still not a believer that this running game is efficient enough to operate for an offense. I think that they have found something in Rico Dowdle's receiving ability over the course of the last few weeks. I think that's something that they could certainly build on. But as far as this running game goes, it has been far too inconsistent for it to be something that I would even call decent at this point.
Now, what do you know about Zeke's situation?
Yeah, sounds like he will be ready to go this weekend. I asked earlier in the week, Jerry Jones said that he would be available for the Eagles game. It sounds like just a disagreement that happened last weekend before their departure for Atlanta, and both sides decided that traveling was probably not the best option. Even from what I've heard, it wasn't even necessarily a blow-up that caused that to happen. It was just a more so a decision between both sides to let things simmer down over the weekend and then head back into next week with a fresh face. But I do think it is interesting because whenever – this is just my personal take when I'm hearing everything that happened last Saturday.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
yesterday, I'm thinking in the back of my mind, well, okay, then Zeke's not going to be on this team for much longer. But I sure. think now that he is still on the team, we look up a week later, I think that speaks to the respect that Jerry Jones in the front office has for Zeke, and vice versa. Because Zeke could have easily come back in this week dejected and, you know, out of the building like he was last week. But he reapplied himself this week, was told he was in meetings and things of that nature. So I think the confidence is starting to get built back into Zeke Elliott. But I think he's going to have to earn it a little bit more as the time goes on.
Okay, since we're giving our opinions, Nick, here's mine. I think this is the first sign that Mike McCarthy says, I really don't care anymore.
I'm not sure how he can operate with a backup quarterback, an inconsistent running game, a receiver room that hasn't been able to, you know, create much separation so far this season, and an offensive line that's been inconsistent. But on that same token, he hasn't been creative in play calling either. No. You know, he hasn't put his guys in situations to be able to succeed at, on the same end. So I think if you're looking at it from an offensive play caller perspective, and you got to play the cards that you are dealt, and currently these cards do have CeeDee Lamb still in the fold. You know, that is still the second highest paid receiver in the NFL. You got to be able to use him in some situations. You know, we were talking about it on the break this morning, Brian. I think there's a situation where Jonathan Mingo, you know, use him in some situations out of the backfield. Maybe that's a way to get your running game going a little bit. You know, he does have those sort of knacks from his days at Ole Miss, but it is a tough hand that McCarthy has been dealt, for sure.
Yeah, I should have clarified even more. I don't think Mike cares about the Zeke situation anymore. I think that he kind of looks at this like, hey, the general manager, is going to play who he wants to play. You know, it's my responsibility to put the game plan together. And, you know, with everything you talked about, missing practice or missing meetings, all this stuff like that, being late, you know, a head coach is, and all of a sudden, like, oh, 3 days later, everything's great and fine and dandy, and we're back to normal. Yeah. Nah, man, this head coach, to me, and again, my opinion, has just kind of said, all right, fine. If we want to do that, let's just do that then. Great.
Yeah, and I think that's probably a fair assessment, you know, especially given the history that Zeke and this front office has that predates Mike McCarthy. I think that's probably a fair assessment, Brian.
What do you think about Trey Lance maybe helping out this running game?
Yeah, I think it's certainly an option. Whenever I was talking about Jonathan Mingo potentially being in that running game situation, I would love to see a read option with Trey Lance and Jonathan Mingo in the backfield. I think you might hear me clap in the press box. So if you see me getting kicked out of AT&T Stadium, you know that's what happened on Sunday. But, I think he's certainly a guy that, with his athleticism, with his running ability, we saw it a few times in the preseason, he can add a layer to this offense. Now, do you trust him with more than 10 to 15 snaps in a game? Probably not, especially in some critical passing situations. But, you know, that is the reason you do have Cooper Rush. But I think there are some packages that you could work in with Trey Lance to still maximize his athleticism, because he's not inactive anymore. He's a guy that will be on the active roster, and you can use him whenever you do feel like doing so. So it'll be interesting to see if they do that and when.
You might as well just slide over, sit by Brian, and I'm on the verge of getting kicked out of that press box almost every single Sunday. I got to try and bite my lip quite a bit.
Especially this year, right?
Oh, yeah. Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. I wanted to pick your brain on Jordan Phillips a little bit, who was released this week. He ends up re-signing with his old team, the Buffalo Bills. You got to be around him and have some conversations. Clearly, his first interaction in Buffalo, he tells the media, it's just nice to be somewhere where I'm appreciated and I felt wanted. What didn't go right for him here in Dallas?
Yeah, it really stemmed from that disagreement over his wrist and the wrist injury that he suffered last year, oddly enough, against Dallas when he was playing for Buffalo last December. He needed a minor cleanup surgery after that injury, and the Cowboys did not see that was, 100%. Jordan Phillips disagreed, and I think that's where, the discourse kind of started with him and saying that, hey, I'm not hurt. I don't know why I'm going on IR. But the Cowboys, they felt like they did have a valid reason for him being on the injured reserve. And then once they were able to bring him off injured reserve and activate his practice window, they released him and went ahead and let him find greener pastures back out in Buffalo. I think that's mainly where the disagreement started, was around that wrist injury.
Where's Brandon Cooks? Is that infection clearing up for him?
Yeah, this is something that I expected maybe him to get on the practice field this week. So, a little bit surprised. Honestly, truthfully, Eric, something I'm going to have to check in on.
Okay. Can we get a young linebacker update? Maybe projections, ceilings for Leofau and Overshown?
I'll tell you what, if you look at bright spots on this defense, which there are not many so far this season, I think you can look at Jordan Lewis, especially being in a contract year. He's had a phenomenal season so far. And you can look at DeMarvin Overshown, the way he has attacked the ball, the way he brings down ball carriers. Sure, he has had his fair share of missed tackles as well, but the way he attacks the ball and gets after ball carriers, it's something you could certainly build on for this defense going forward. I think he's probably the saving grace of that 2023 draft class. If you look up and see how they've done over the course of since they've been drafted, I mean, look at Schoonmaker. He's only played 3 offensive snaps over the course of the last 2 games. So Overshown, that third round pick, maybe trying to drive it home for everybody. And then on Maris Luofau's case, he's a guy that is being used in a lot of different packages and a lot of different situations. And I would like to see a little bit of consistency from him. I think that's probably what the coaching staff would tell you too, to see a little bit more consistency as time goes on. But you certainly see the IQ, you see the skills that he brings in from his time at Notre Dame. It's something that this coaching staff will be able to develop as well.
You getting through that storm all right?
Yeah, so far so good. I think we're on the other side of it now.
Nick Harris, Star Telegram. Enjoy your football weekend, sir. Thanks for the insights.
Yeah, thank you. We're never through the storm, Gavin. Never through it.
That's right. Yes, sir. It'll be a while. Thank you, Nick. A must follow there on Cowboys Twitter here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 Through the Fan. I think this now makes it 3 guests this week have confused me for Eric or Eric for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jane Slater.
Yeah.
One other that I forget, but
was it?
I don't know. One of our voices is changing to get closer to the others. I'd be offended if I was Eric, you know. Sounded like an old man over there.
I know Danny Cannell. Danny, I think, thinks all of us are Gavin.
That's right.
But that also might just be the only name he knows on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right about that.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.